Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's a two-time welterweight champion. He's on, I don't know how you're able to broker that deal where you're both on ESPN and Fox. I watched you on two networks yesterday. Good God, people can barely get on one network. You're on two. What are we expecting to see in this fight tonight, friend?
You know, first of all, let me say this. I love it. God is good because, you know, if you just sit still, things will happen and things will move. So I got put in a position where they said, who can we get to broadcast Fox that is going to be a good representative of the active fighters right now? And my name came up, and I took on that challenge, and it's been an awesome ride so far. And then once the merger with Fox and ESPN happened, also Top Rank and PBC, it gave me another opportunity to be on a few different channels and few and do some amazing things for the week. And I think that tonight is going to be one of the most amazing nights of boxing that this generation has ever seen.
All right, tell me, what are the strengths of Deontay Wilder? What are some of the weaknesses of him? How can Tyson Fury get after him?
Sure, I'll go right into it. Deontay Wilder, he has to use his jab. He's long, he's rangy, and all of his power is in his right hand. The right hand isn't predictable if you're setting it up, you know, and I think in the very first fight that they had, he didn't set up his right hand, which left him woofing most of the punches that he threw. So he's got to use his jab to set up the right hand. And I think when you're talking about weaknesses, I think Tyson Fury's movement gave him problems in the first fight. Now, if we kind of fast forward to Tyson Fury, he says, I'm coming out this fight, I'm 275, and I'm knocking this dude out in two rounds. He wants to knock out Deontay Wilder, and he wants to do it really early. So I don't know if Tyson Fury is going to use everything that made him successful in the first fight, his movement, his speed, being elusive, things like that. But I think that if Tyson Fury is able to put some pressure on Deontay Wilder, something that Deontay has never had to deal with. I mean, that's dating all the way back to when he started this fight game as an amateur at 19. He's never had to deal with anyone coming right at him. So I would really love to see how he's going to be able to handle that tonight.
How special is it that Tyson Fury, who's a very large body, is able to be as elusive as he is? Like, I don't see the slenderness that we'd seen in some other great heavyweights. Like, yeah, there is some bulk there, and he is very quick and able to get away from a lot of things.
Well, you know what? There's no secret to this. Guys who are in the NBA, guys who are in the NFL, and a lot of the world champion boxers right now, we all start at a very young age. It's how we really just mold our craft and become who we are in the box ring, football field, NBA courts. Same thing with Tyson Fury. He's a big dude, and he's been big most of his life. I met him for the first time when we were 16, but he was big already, and he could already move like that. And it's because he's been moving like that since he was 6-7 years old. When you've been doing the things that you've been doing that at that age, it becomes second nature. You're a big man. You're someone that no one could ever expect to do the things that you do. But it started from birth. He's been doing everything that he does in the ring his elusiveness, his in and out, his movement around the ring, and the way he's able to move his head side to side and make guys miss every single punch that they throw. It started at a very young age, so this is nothing new to him. And being in front of all of these people that he's going to be in front of tonight is nothing new to him either.
Showtime Sean Porter joining us on the show. Fox, ESPN, boxing analyst, two-time welterweight champion. For Deontay Wilder, I was looking up some stuff yesterday. He has a knockout percentage that is in the highest of champions in the sports history. If he wins tonight, what do we say about Deontay Wilder in the sport and in its history with him as maybe one of the greatest heavyweight champions of all time?
I'll be honest with you. I this is a two-part answer for you. Number one, he's going up against Tyson Fury, who is also undefeated. And I think between the two of them, you're looking at the number one and number two guy in the world. You take your pick at who's one and who's two. I think number one, if Deontay Wilder does knock him out, I think that's the most consistent thing he's done as a professional boxer. And you can't take that away from him. So you do mark him as one of the greatest heavy punchers in the world of boxing. But if he's able to beat Tyson Fury by points and win a decision, you're going to see something special from Deontay Wilder tonight, because the only way everyone thinks he's going to beat Tyson Fury is by knockout. But if Deontay Wilder shows up any different, if he's able to box from the outside, if he's able to hit Tyson Fury from the outside and then somehow become elusive like Tyson Fury and not get hit, that says something about his game. That says something about his improvement and his intent to be special and his intent to be one of the greatest of all time. And I think winning this fight by points will be more special than winning it by TKO. I think if he wins this fight by points, then you definitely have to coin him as one of the best heavyweight boxers of all time because of the fashion he will have won on points.
Give me the state of boxing right now. In general.
The state of boxing?
Yes.
The state of boxing is revolving around tonight. It's amazing. And I do believe that boxing is going to grow tremendously after tonight. I think that we have to have a heavyweight world champion here in America. We have that. And I think all eyes are on the world of boxing right now. And the only thing these guys can do is take the world of boxing in their fist and knock it up a couple of notches. I believe that right now, the world of boxing has grown over the last few years, but I think tonight is going to take a humongous leap, and it's due to both of these great champions getting in the ring tonight.
Because I know, and hey, you come from a lighter class, so I'm not trying to step on your toes here, but it's always been, well, we're seeing a lot of guys with the lighter classes. They're getting a lot of good name recognition. They got a lot of good personalities. But for a while, it didn't seem like we were getting that with the heavyweights, and then all of a sudden, this just seems to sneak up on us. Tyson Fury is a mainstream star. Deontay Wilder is a mainstream star now.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Right now, the world of boxing, for people who are on the outside don't know this, but inside of the world of boxing, there's great fights to be made in every single weight class. There's great fighters in every single weight class. You couldn't say that 5 years ago. You couldn't say that 10 years ago. That's happening right now. The world of boxing is going to an entirely different level than it's been in a very long time. I'm talking about all-stars in every single weight class, guys who are going to be household names in every single weight class. And like I just said, it starts tonight.
Showtime Sean Porter with us on the show. All right, you're 32 years old. What's your future?
Let's hear you. I mean, I think you guys can see what the future holds for me from a broadcasting standpoint. I absolutely love this, man. I love being able to travel and just talk boxing and give people the insight that they don't always have. And then from a boxing standpoint, I'm looking at getting back in the ring before June. Terrence Crawford's here. I got to have a conversation with him, see how that conversation goes, and you know, maybe him and I will be getting it on. If not him, it's got to be something big. I'm hoping Manny Pacquiao is going to pull my name out of the hat.
Ooh.
But look for something big, man. I'm not doing anything low level. After being here tonight, I got everyone's level has to raise after tonight, and that includes my own.
Manny, you're going to fight the old man.
Oh, man.
He's only 41. He's been doing it forever. I didn't realize he's only 41 years old. Go ahead.
He's old, but he's been and he's been doing it for, I believe he had his first professional fight when he was 16. He's freaking 41 now. It's crazy. But I'm being told I might not get it. You know, I'm crossing my fingers and hanging on to my prayers. So we'll see.
All right. You're going to end up being the, when it's all said and done, you'll be my generation's Teddy Atlas. So I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. I'm looking forward to that, too.
Sean, thank you for the time, buddy. All the best.
Always great talking to you, man. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.